Hello, everybody. Welcome back to week 8.
Episode?
No, it's week 16, episode 8.
There you go.
Of the 1209 podcast.
Why do we call it 1209?
Well, we call it 1209 because we're coming to you live from beautiful and newly deep cleaned.
Oh, yeah. Sanitized.
1209 West Ogden.
Sanitized.
That's about halfway between Mannheim and Wolf. We're sorry we're late. We're sorry we're a week late, but, you know, unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah, it was a rough week, huh?
It was a rough week, but everybody's feeling better.
I feel great.
I feel like $1 million.
Knock on wood.
There it is.
I didn't get sick.
I did.
Yeah,
I did. It took me down.
I had a great couple of days off. Did some Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Got things done.
Very nice.
Loved it.
I haven't started my Christmas shopping.
No, can I be honest with you? The first day I was off, Charlie went to school like he does. And I slept for 10 hours. It was amazing.
Wow.
Then I went to the gym. And let me tell you, the gym at 9:30 on a Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
It's me and just the ladies. It was a nice day. I mean, they're all playing tennis, and I am on the treadmill.
Am I safe in assuming you brought down the average age by a few years?
Yes. Probably by about 10 to 20 years.
Okay.
But it was a good time.
Nice.
I had the gym to myself.
Nice.
So,
nice. Okay. Yeah, that is good. We got a big show this week. We got extra segments and everything.
We've got
a great interview with the ladies' basketball team.
Just finished that.
We have got the activities moderator, International Pro-Am Tournament of Champions, featuring Mrs. Hawkins and Miss Redonio.
We need a smaller name for that.
I kind of like it.
I can't remember at all.
And then, to make up for some things, to make everything right with the world right here now before Christmas, we have Mr. Racky finishing it off by reading "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Now, I was not there. Has this been recorded?
I think that's going to happen this afternoon.
Okay, because I have not been there. I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
I kind of wish we could bring in little kids as an audience and make him read to little kids.
Like a video podcast.
Or if we could, like, call up St. Francis or something and have him go into, like, a kindergarten room and read it.
I mean, it'd be a great idea.
It might be a little late, but
it might be late, yeah. But I think what it comes down to is that he knows what he did.
Yeah, he knows what he did.
And he knows he's got to fix it.
Correct.
Now, speaking of Mr. Racky, this is our first podcast since the wonderful, exciting state championship here at Nazareth.
What an exciting time.
How great was that? We had a chance to sit next to each other.
And
we really enjoyed ourselves back there. It was a lot of fun. And a great turnout from Naz.
I couldn't believe how many people were there.
There were literally thousands of Naz supporters.
It was fantastic. Awesome.
Great pep rally that night. Great pep rally later the next week.
Yeah.
Really very exciting, so congratulations to the boys. And what we've got coming up right after this, actually we'll take it to you now, is we talked to a lot of the boys and we asked them who they wanted to thank for the season, and we have a really, really nice kind of a montage of all of the players thanking different members of the Naz community. So we'll take you that to you now, and then we'll take you to the ladies' basketball team.
Excellent.
All right, good luck out there.
My name is Jake Demanskis, and I'm a punter, and I would like to thank Ro Carraher for her unconditional support.
Hi, my name is Joe Muscolino. I play outside linebacker for Nazareth Academy. I'd just like to thank my mom. I really love her. She's a great lady, and she helped me through everything this season. Love you, Mom.
Jonah Beaudry, quarterback. I would like to thank my mom and dad and Coach Racky for this great season.
Hi, I'm Matt Flock. I'm a senior. I play defensive back. And first off, I'd like to thank my parents for helping me throughout the season. And also, I'd like to give a shout-out to my DB coach, Coach Dumpin.
I'm Michael Hilsman. I'm the Naz kicker, and I would like to thank my special teams coach, Coach Miller.
Hi, my name is Carson Bartels. I'm a quarterback here at Nazareth, and I would like to thank the Freddy Fanatics and everyone who supported us throughout this year.
Hello, this is Kevin Jackson. I play safety and wide receiver. I'd just like to thank Coach Racky for all the hard work and time he put in with us this year.
Mike Owens here, number 53, left guard. I want to thank the whole Nazareth community and family for supporting us during the whole season.
Hi, I'm Julian Love. I'm a junior. I play running back, and I'm thankful for my family, my dad and my mom.
I'm Daniel Bakovich. I play for Nazareth Academy. I play linebacker, and I just want to thank all the Freddy Fanatics out there for supporting us all year.
Hi, my name is Nolan Dean. I play running back, outside linebacker, and I'm thankful for our whole team and my parents and the whole school and coaching staff.
Tim Racky, head football coach, Nazareth Academy. I would like to to thank the entire student body, the family of Nazareth, for supporting us, and Santa Claus as well.
Mr. Drinan, we're back with an interview I've been very excited about all year long. The Lady Roadrunners basketball team is here around, well, not all of them.
Not all.
But some are sitting around this most table. Important. Well, Addie Doyle's already dropping the bomb.
She's a double.
This is her second appearance here on the 1209 podcast. It's amazing we had her back, because the last time she was on, she said the walk t-shirts, quote, show just enough skin.
And she also talked about pit stains, I believe.
She brought up pit stains as well. She brought up pit stains as well. I think it was you.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Should we go around and introduce people?
So here's how we'll do it. We'll go around and we'll introduce ourselves, our grade school, as always. And if we could wear any jersey number, what would it be?
Does it have to be basketball?
It could be any number.
Does it have to be a basketball jersey?
It has to be a basketball jersey.
Does it have to relate to a famous player?
No, just whatever number you would
write. All right, I love it.
So you can start, Mr. Drinan.
My name is Pete Drinan, St. Isaac Jogues, Hinsdale, represent. What up? Go Trojans. if I had to pick a number, 00.
Okay.
Or 91, Dennis Rodman.
Ooh, Dennis Rodman.
Nice.
Okay.
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you.
Addie Doyle, St. John of the Cross, Wildcats.
Who are we?
Wildcats.
SJC. SJC. Come on, get your chair right. You don't even know your school chair.
Wow.
I pick 14 because that's my number.
That is your number.
Any significance for 14?
It's Troy Bolton's number.
Wow.
Oh, that's High School Musical.
And the Wildcats.
High School Musical.
I also like the number 4. Mm-hmm. So it just was double.
So does Mr. Drinan.
It's not double.
Like, it's like,
14 is not a double.
I know, it's like double good things. Like two good things.
Nazareth is scholarship.
As,
all right.
I want to state on the record I have never had A for math class.
Okay. Peggy, what do you got for us?
I'm Peggy Masterson, St. Francis Xavier, grade school.
Falcons, fly. Fly, Falcons, fly.
Yeah. And if I could wear any number, I'd wear 12, because that's my number.
Oh, crappier.
Okay. Why 12?
Well, because 22 is my favorite number, but it was taken last year by a senior, so I went with 12, and I just couldn't mix it up.
Gotcha.
Okay. Had to stick with it.
Brendan Green, Divine Infant, Westchester. Miracles.
The Miracles.
And
we weren't allowed
to wear jerseys. We had basketball t-shirts.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we had basketball t-shirts.
What about a foul?
Huh? We had t-shirts on the back. We had numbers on the back of the t-shirts,
well, that's the same thing.
But no jerseys. Couldn't let the arms out. And I would wear number 40 because that was my number in grade school when I broke my glasses.
Which we've already all heard that.
We've heard that one already. Not according to the downloads we have,
oh,
but
true.
That's okay.
Very true.
Maggie?
I'm Maggie Harrington. I'm from Notre Dame School. And we weren't really a mascot. And
wow.
You didn't have any mascot?
No, we didn't really have. I think we were the Irish.
Okay.
I mean, it would
make
sense. You've
been deprived.
Yeah, but we like couldn't get it, I don't know, copyright reasons. Like, we couldn't say it. My number is 32. No real significance except that it's the only one that had big enough size. We were spawning short, so the number had to be bigger.
Okay.
So that's my reason.
Now wait, here we go. Everybody, great reverence. The head coach of Nazareth basketball, Miss Kim Connell. Miss Connell, please.
Campanelli. We didn't have a mascot back in the day. I think that Campanelli and Schomburg. I would say number 12. Not because of Peggy Mann.
Wow.
Well, that was my basketball number because my number of field hockey was 1, my softball number was 2, so then basketball we just
perfect. That's
wow.
Deep.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Cool. It's almost like doubling.
Coach, we have a connection.
Wow, that's almost like doubling.
Yeah, it's sort double of. Meaning is
sort
what
of.
I meant.
Well, ladies, I'm not going to ask how the season is going so far, but I'm going to ask... I'm going to ask
kind of a pot shot right off the start.
Okay, so here's what happened. I went to the Immaculate Conception tournament, and boy, did I enjoy myself. But here's the one thing. The game didn't start till 9 o'clock.
Night?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you understand what that does to me? We weren't even done till 10:30, and I was going to stop by, and I was going to wait around to say, hey, nice game, girls, you played well. Absolutely not. I was falling asleep. I had to go home.
Well, I think if it's any consolation, I think half the crowd was asleep, too.
You know who else was asleep? The referees.
All right.
Yeah, they were. High five, Addy Doyle. Yeah, they were. So, ladies, all seniors here around the table, and are you showing good leadership out on the court?
Is that even a question?
So that's a yes?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, some of you, namely the young lady to my right here, boxing out. Boy. Maggie Harrington's box out. Oh, no, you're fantastic.
Oh.
Now, what I hear, though, is that I hear Addy Doyle's elbows are the best on the team. They're pointy.
She sharpens them.
She purposely will shove it at your jaw just to get you out of the way.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
There it is. There's the elbow.
Because you're not supposed to go like this.
Sure.
You know what we're doing?
If you're in my way, an elbow's coming for you.
Throw those bows. Hashtag throw bows. 14, 15. Roadrunners. Rooney Student Center.
Wow.
It's a long hashtag. Here's what we're going to do to advertise this week's podcast. We're going to take a picture of your elbow. And we're going to tweet it out. And we're going to say, you want to learn more about this elbow? Tune in next Tuesday.
I like it.
It's going to be great.
It's kind of snowy.
I don't know what
that
means.
She always says that, but...
It means she needs lotion.
Yeah, it just means she needs lotion.
Okay. What's your favorite brand of lotion?
I like Jergens Ultra Healing. Not the colored stuff. Lately, I like the tanning stuff, just the regular Jergens Ultra.
I don't know why I asked that question.
Of all the questions you've asked, one of the more bizarre ones. Here's what I'm excited about. Ms. Connell, how about this? You know what we got coming up next week? The RB tournament.
Ooh.
Nope, 2 weeks from now. And
yeah, because I totally skipped all last week.
Really?
Yeah. Remember I told you guys we had no practices?
Yeah, we do.
But I totally skipped finals weekend. Yeah. So 2 weeks.
2 weeks, we got the RB tournament.
It's a rival.
I'm very excited. I'm personally inviting every listener of the podcast to come on out to the RB tournament. I'll even let you sit next to me for a quarter, depending on how interesting you are.
Are you going
to
sell
all different teams than we have in the past?
Oh, now who do you got on the docket?
We play Glenbard West, Hinsdale South.
That's my backyard.
And Oak Lawn. Those are the first three games.
Okay.
Depending on how we do those.
Do we play RB at all?
Why are they different?
So is it started
four,
as
it's four
pool
different
play?
Pools, yeah. Okay. They're in our pool.
Kind of like the World Cup.
So
nice.
Will we have a rematch with RB? I don't know. RB kind of pushing their pool.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's they're the home team, yeah.
And it's RB.
We're probably in the most competitive pool.
Okay. So then what you're saying is that Hinsdale South, Oak Lawn, and Glenbard West better watch themselves, because here come the Lady Roadrunners.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, you see what I'm wearing today? I'm wearing my Lady Roadrunners t-shirt. And you know what it says on the back? It says number one fan. And I mean it, because Lady Roadrunners, boy, was I disappointed that the Rosary game was canceled because of flu. It was going
to
be the first home game of the season.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed.
Wow.
I was disappointed.
We don't have a
whole lot of home games.
No, there's six now.
And the game got rescheduled at Rosary,
yeah.
So we lost a home game.
Where is Rosary?
Aurora.
Oh, nope, mm-hmm. Not going to that one.
You go to the casino.
Thanks, number one fan.
Call yourself number one
fan.
Wait. Can I ride the bus?
Casino.
Yeah.
Can I ride the bus?
Always.
Because I don't want to drive off.
That would be a great time.
No adults aren't on it.
She said always.
I'm always invited on the bus?
But no one ever takes it back.
There's never adults on there.
Well, me and Mr. Nacho, we can come back together.
I mean, I've had some great conversations with Mr. Nacho.
He's good conversationalist. I had a question about the bus. Darn it, now I forgot it.
When it's on time.
Oh,
it's late.
Do you have...
Shots fired.
We are not holding punches today.
Well.
It's okay. I learned how to use the edit button.
But the question is, will you?
No. Now, this was a question about the bus. Do you have rules on the bus? Like, does everybody have to be quiet on the way there? You don't
take
the bus.
I'm in charge of the bus when adults are not there.
Yeah, right. Nice.
Sometimes there's no adults on the bus, and it's usually just the varsity.
So. Well, and the driver. The driver.
And I'm following.
Okay.
So what are the rules? Do we have any...
Seniors in the back.
Seniors in the back.
Or
one
in the front.
Per seat?
Or you just
do you
isolate.
Share?
Freshmen have to triple up if there isn't enough room.
And then we all
get our own seat.
Okay.
I actually have a song for this bus ride.
Oh, let's hear it.
It's not an original.
It's not original.
It's from the Coach
Rolf back,
days.
Yeah. It's a throwback song. Throwback to
from
Steph
Trisha
Janis.
And Missy's days.
Steph Janis sent it to me yesterday.
How does it go?
Are you going to
tell
us what it is?
I haven't practiced it yet. It's like a song for basketball.
Yeah, on the bus.
To get us pumped.
it's like
specialized for each game.
Please,
all right,
yeah.
So,
please do.
Speaking of getting
I was going to yesterday and I ran out of time.
Speaking of getting you pumped, pregame ritual. Do you have a pregame ritual to get you ready to play?
No.
Yes,
usually
we have a team quote.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's the
we're
team
all,
code?
We're all assigned to games.
Okay.
So, who was it last night?
It was Adeline.
Oh, that's
okay,
me.
So Andy, why don't you share your
14,
quote?
So
what your quote was last
Elaine.
Night.
Goes by numbers.
Never be afraid of failure.
So that gets us pumped, and then we pray.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, I don't see how that gets you pumped. Never be.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good,
probably
don't
why,
get me wrong,
I mean,
a good quote, but.
Probably why you fail.
That's not.
Terrible quote.
It's a good
quote.
But I don't think it would pump me up.
No. If anything, it's going to make me nervous. Like, oh man, I'm going to mess up.
It's like when you go to the doctor and they say, don't be afraid of the needle.
And then they stick you
with
a needle.
And then they stick you with it. And it hurts.
My go-to is go big or go home.
Mm-hmm.
But someone already took it. Because
And then she wanted to do trays for days.
Nice. That would have been nice. That would have been fun.
Three-pointers.
Three-point outside the arc.
Nice.
So no pregame rituals other than the quote?
No music?
We have quiet time sometimes.
Oh, don't get me started on
the
music.
We scream over which pre-rap to use.
Hey!
Visualization?
So I don't remember if I told this story or not.
Probably you have. But let's hear it anyway.
Blue and White Day. First of all, two things that we should bring up around this table, Blue and White Day. Number one, Peggy Masterson fouled out of Blue and White
Day. How is that possible?
And we weren't even keeping track.
We weren't even keeping track. She had about eight. Two, Annie Doyle brings the... She's in charge of the pregame music.
Oh, jeez.
Brings over the music. She says, here, Mr. Green, plug this in. So I plug it in.
No, was there any editing or...
you know what we found out? No.
No. Nice.
And I, you know, I don't always hear the lyrics. I don't always understand them.
You're in the zone.
Here's what I know. I was standing there minding my own business, and Addie Doyle came rushing across the gym floor to change the song. And I said, well, there must have been something on there that wasn't supposed to be there. What was the name of that song?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Am I allowed to,
I don't know
if that's even appropriate. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I think it was something about Donald
Trump. I actually
Trump.
Can't remember it.
Donald Trump?
Yeah, it was Donald Trump.
Is that a song? He has
a
song now?
Mac Miller.
He's got a sweet hairdo.
Now we're advertising for
Mac Miller.
Yeah, he
does have a sweet hairdo.
Maybe
who is Mac Miller?
Corporate sponsor.
I don't know, I'm a rapper.
Matt Miller or Mac Miller?
Mac.
Mac.
Like Mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
I like mac and cheese.
Ooh, hey. Okay.
He's very excited.
So
look
when
out.
You guys make the state championship this year,
mm-hmm.
when you're there, pre-game buffet, what do you want on it?
Mac and cheese.
Brownies.
Brownies,
chicken.
Mac and cheese,
protein.
Chicken.
Wait, is this before the game?
This is
before the
game. That's
protein.
Pre-game.
Pasta.
Portillo's beef.
Yes, Portillo's for Coach.
I have heard a rumor, Coach, that you are a huge Portillo's fan. Where does this stem from? What's your favorite go-to item?
Well, it stems from my lack of desire to cook.
Understandable.
Just me. Usually the go-to is Portillo's beef, small fry, large Coke, extra ice.
Extra ice, really?
Extra
now,
ice.
Do you get anything on your beef?
No.
Do you get it dipped?
Well, I never asked for it,
okay.
But, you know, it comes sometimes.
Okay.
Dipped.
Now, I've heard rumors that you've dabbled in the chicken sandwich.
Yes, every once in a while, if I'm not that hungry, I'll have a grilled chicken sandwich.
Or
mm-hmm.
a hot dog.
Yeah, or if I'm really not hungry, a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Portillo's chicken tenders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I'm not hungry, no fries.
Tamales are good over there, too.
I do like a good
tamale. Cheese.
How about the beef and cheddar croissant?
She just said no
cheese.
Come on, man.
And they know me. Like, I came through last night, and the kid's like, so, how'd you do tonight?
Oh, I would love to hear your answer to this question. I would love to hear your answer
to this question. Did you throw a dice?
scouting tonight or do you have a game tonight?
Oh my gosh.
And sometimes you don't want to answer that.
No.
So where
she didn't
where
want to
is
answer
your,
last
which
night.
Which one do you like to go to?
Batavia.
Okay.
Well, we shouldn't tell the fans that. We don't want Miss Connell being stalked at the Portillo's,
I mean,
you know.
I'm not a stalker.
Well, she's a very popular lady.
Know that.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I definitely think
that.
I have some stock in that Portillo's.
So January 3rd is the first home game.
Wow, we have a while.
I unfortunately will be out of town, but I'll be watching on the Cube.
Wow.
Who's going to broadcast?
Yeah.
Well, the broadcasters will
Who's
be broadcasting.
In-house?
In the past when I've been absent, Mr. Gonzalez usually takes the mic.
Okay,
he doesn't like it, though. He gets nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's JCA, Kenny Battles, the new JCA coach.
Now, who is that? Kenny Battles.
Kenny Battle. You know Kenny Battle?
I do not.
University of Illinois. Basketball. Played professional.
Oh, where'd he play?
Doesn't mean he's good at coaching. Boom.
No, his daughter. His daughter's on the team.
Boom.
Renee?
Serve notice, JCA. Lady Angels.
I don't know. I don't know what her name is.
Shot.
Just
because
you play doesn't mean you're good.
I think her name is Ty Battle.
Ty Battle. You know who had a good team last year was Montini. I watched them. They had a good game. They had a good
Nothing
team.
Special.
You know my thoughts on Montini.
What are your thoughts?
They
on
are not allowed to be said here.
Okay, along with Bennett and Fenwick.
Correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't even say
oh,
those schools'
these.
Names.
Yeah.
Except you went to Bennett.
I was homeschooled. I don't know what you're talking about.
Homeschooled in Lyle.
No.
Well, anyway, this has been everything it was cracked up to be.
And more.
Right. This has been fantastic. Fantastic. I've loved every minute of it. Ladies, thank you for your time here. And you know what we got coming up next? You know what's next on the podcast?
The game.
You know, what is it called, Mr. Dryan? The Activities
Moderator
International Pro-Am Tournament of Champions.
Nice.
Featuring, in what was really a good matchup,
Miss Redonio and Mrs. Hawkins.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. So we're going to take you to that. And still to come,
Ooh,
Mr.
I
Racky,
can't wait for
Mr. Racky reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
He's got that coming. He's
got
to make up. He's got to make up for some crimes.
So, ladies, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and should we take you to the competition?
Let's do it.
All right. It's now time for the start of the other side of the bracket.
Wow.
For our Activities Moderator, Pro-Am.
International
Tournament of Champions. We've got our two wonderful representatives here, Mr. Dryan. First, we have the wonderful moderator of our online newspaper, The Announcer, which I enjoy. I liked Mr. Klinger's football article. A couple
oh, yeah, he's
ago.
Great.
Yeah, he's a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jessica Redone.
Oh, we're clapping. All right.
Oh, thanks. Happy to be here.
And really, the lady who this is named after, the director of activities.
No pressure.
I mean, every activity answers to this wonderful person.
Which is sad.
That's not true.
The one and only Mrs. Therese Hawkins.
Yes, all right.
So happy to be here.
You guys excited?
We are.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we do have a theme this week.
Of course. Love it.
Because this will be coming out the week before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Christmas themed.
Christmas
themed.
Okay.
All right.
So the four words will be Christmas themed. I will warn you, a couple of the words are multiple words, but you still can only give one guess.
Interesting.
Okay?
Does ours have to be just one word?
Doesn't
yes.
have to be one word,
oh, okay.
Just whatever comes to mind first that you think will match this wonderful individual here.
Okay.
This mind of excellence.
Now, no pressure here, but you're a department head. Did break the record last week.
The record is
oh,
set at three. That is pretty
three
impressive.
Matches.
Three matches.
Miss Pagliacco.
Miss Pagliacco
yeah.
was.
What was the record before?
Out of hand. Two.
And
two. That
Mr.
was tied.
Raymond
that
and Miss Byron.
Byron and Wayman had that tied, but this is.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So here we go. Things you might find around Christmas time.
Okay.
Number one, Advent. To me, there are a couple possible answers.
Agreed.
So we're going to see what comes up. Looks like Mrs. Hawkins is in. Mr. Dryan is in. Mr. Donio is in. Mr. Dryan.
Am I going first? Or
yeah,
I,
you
I
say what
I'd
you
last.
Have. Well, let's kind of mix it up a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. Well, two answers immediately jumped to my mind.
Sure.
But I went with Reef. Edmund Reef.
Okay.
Yes,
Mrs. Hawkins. Mrs. Hawkins is matched. She went Reef.
Nice.
Mr. Donio.
Calendar.
Oh, see, that was
Sorry.
The other one.
Calendar, I would
chocolate
have gone with chocolate calendar.
Yeah.
The chocolate.
Charlie goes crazy over the chocolate calendar.
I think the chocolate in those calendars is really good.
I think it's terrible. It tastes like garbage. It's cheap, terrible chocolate.
Kind of like Easter chocolate.
No,
Easter chocolate has a different taste than other chocolates.
I disagree with you entirely.
No, Mr. Donio agrees. I can.
I don't know. We have a Faust one.
Easter Reese's is the same as a Christmas Reese's.
Yeah.
Agreed.
No. Well, yes, of course. If you're getting a Reese's, but if you're getting like a chocolate bunny.
No, it tastes the same.
No.
But we do the felt one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we put our own
yeah.
candy in there. We could put some hugs in there if you
yeah.
want, some Hershey
nice.
Kisses.
What
yeah.
is a hug? A hug is the white chocolate?
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's hugged with milk chocolate.
Nice. Mm. Could you hand me a Create Your Legacy pencil, Mr. Dryden?
Wow, is that what you're doing today?
I'm
Create
keep,
Your Legacy?
I took a lot of these from Open House, so thanks to the PR department.
I steal them, too, but then they walk out of my room, too.
Yeah, they're great pencils.
I love them.
Number two.
Okay.
Ham.
That's a tough one.
Ham.
Ham?
Ham. A lot of people have ham on Christmas.
We do, and I love it.
Some don't. Some do.
Some do turkey.
Mm-hmm. Duck. Goose. Goose.
Like a Christmas carol?
Right, a Christmas carol, yeah.
Tiny Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Scrooge.
Young lad, is that goose still in the window? Yeah.
That's
wow.
good.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Well, here's what you have to understand, Mr. Donio, and you'll know this from English. The Marleys were dead to begin with. He was dead to begin with. If you don't believe that, this story will have no magic.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Marley was dead to begin with. That's the first line of A Christmas Carol.
So what? What?
You were talking about A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, but what does Marley being dead have anything to do with?
Because, spoiler alert, he comes back as a ghost.
Well, yeah, but
is
we already all know
that.
Is
there
some
confusion on that? Yeah. I mean, do people think he's not dead?
I didn't write the story.
Marley's
story.
I thought he was
the
always
story.
Dead.
What are you
I
talking
think?
About?
But the first line of the story is Marley was dead to begin with.
Oh, okay.
That's actually the line?
That's the first line of the story.
That's weird. I didn't know that. Yeah, because he shows up in chains. Now, I got to be honest, when I watch A Christmas Carol, I think of a Mickey Christmas Carol.
Oh, I watch a Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Teach his own, I guess.
Yeah, and you've heard my Kermit the Frog impersonation, so.
But it wasn't Kermit.
No, it was Ray Romano.
It's supposed to be Ray Romano.
All right, so ham. Mr. Dryden, what did
I went with Honey Baked.
Honey Baked.
As did I.
Boom!
Two for two.
I give up. I had no idea. I was going to say pineapple. I don't know why.
Because you put them on top. Because
you put pineapple.
But that was what I was thinking. So I was trying to get in your head and I just said turkey.
Turkey?
I don't know.
Honey Baked turkey?
No.
Ham turkey?
Just like because you could have one or the other. I have no idea.
You have to hope she gets none right and you
Yeah, so you got to go perfect.
It's not good so far.
From this point forward, you got to go perfect. But Mrs. Hawkins... There's a lot of pressure on you, too. You could break the record.
It's kind of alarming, actually, that Pete and I have gotten the
first.
Why does everybody say that? Why is it such a bad thing to think like
me? It's not bad. It's just alarming.
Wow.
Number three. And it's interesting that this is coming up. Christmas movies.
Ooh. Okay.
Christmas movies.
There's a lot of good ones out there.
There are a lot of great Christmas movies out there.
Like, I... Oh, I can't...
Well,
I don't want to say it.
In time.
I don't want to say
soon.
It.
Soon. Ladies, you're locked in?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Dryden?
I went with Elf.
Elf.
Elf. Went with Elf.
Mrs. Hawkins?
I went with It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay, this is the E to Elf that I crossed off, and then I wrote A Christmas Story.
No match.
No match on the
what's
Christmas
movie. Mr. Green, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Good choice.
Love that movie.
I like Elf a lot.
Yeah. Well, I know him.
Miss Hawkins' favorite?
My actually is a little known. Well, maybe you know it. It's called The Bishop's Wife.
I don't know that one.
Yes.
We'll have to check it out.
Mr.
Redonio, favorite Christmas?
Oh, Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep.
See that girl? That's my granddaughter. That's my Home Alone impersonation.
I thought it would just
shovel,
be
the guy with the shovel.
Yeah.
I thought it would just be Kevin screaming.
No.
Ah!
Now, Mrs. Hawkins, so obviously, unfortunately, Mr. Dunbar, you are now mathematically eliminated.
But we'll still
play. But we're
going to
play. We're going to keep playing.
Excellent.
You can tie the record here, though, Mrs. Hawkins.
This is a big one.
With a correct answer here to number four.
Okay.
Christmas carols.
Okay, so like, You want a song?
I would think that would be what comes to mind. I would think. But I'm not the one playing the game. I listened to a podcast yesterday with Alex Trebek as the guest.
That sounds terrible.
Well, he was great. And I like to think of myself as the Alex Trebek of the activities moderator Pro-Am International Tournament
of Champions. You're pretty highly of yourself there.
Well, I'm wearing a tie.
No mustache, though.
No mustache.
Did he get rid of it?
No, he grew it back.
Okay.
All right.
Long answer.
Mr. Drynan.
I went with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I have a great Rudolph story for you. I'll tell you in just a second. Mrs. Hawkins.
Well, I originally went with Silent Night and crossed it off. Uh-huh. So my final answer was Jingle Bells. That's funny because I went with Jingle Bells and then crossed it off and put Silent Night.
Wow. There should be something for that.
A prize.
There should be something for that.
Two out of four is not bad.
Yeah, that's good numbers. So, Mrs. Hawkins, you are now...
Advanced.
You've made it to the final four.
Oh, nice.
You've made it to the final four. Big deal. We'll see. Now, I don't know if I want to say this here. We'll let you know. The next one, in 2015, will be Sister Mary Jo taking on Dr. Z.
That's okay. A big matchup.
And you will play the winner of that matchup.
Can we hear your Rudolph story?
Yeah, so this is interesting. Disney, you'll be seeing this soon. The Disney World Parade. They put it on Christmas Day. They put it on TV.
Will we see it?
Yeah, it's on TV. It's on the television set. You can turn it on. And Santa Claus has 8 reindeer pulling him down Main Street, USA.
Okay.
Here's the interesting thing. None of the reindeer have a red nose because Rudolph is a commercial property.
Correct.
Disney doesn't own Rudolph. Mm. Rudolph can't be in the Disney World Parade.
Correct. Oh. What about Donner and Blitzen and Vixen and all those guys? Not
they're unnamed. They're unnamed.
Well, so then why not put a Rudolph? Just don't call him Rudolph.
Because he's got the red nose. It's an intellectual property.
So what if you put it with like a green nose?
That people would be confused.
I wonder if kids would get upset about that.
You know, I was down there a few weeks ago and there was a kid standing next to me watching and he was trying to point to which one was Rudolph.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to tell him. You know.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because that's not nice.
Smasher of dreams.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say, he's not here.
I think you should have.
I probably could have.
Reality check.
Yeah.
Good thing Mr. Racky wasn't there.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, a little later in this podcast.
This is great.
Right after this, actually, great segue. Thank you. We're going to take you to Mr. Racky reading It Was a Night, the Night Before Christmas.
Oh,
isn't that great. Nice?
Lovely.
To make up for what happened.
What happened?
We don't need to talk about that.
No, we don't.
But to make up for what happened. So actually, great segue. Thank you. We're going to take you to Mr. Racky with his, I'm sure, wonderful reading of The Night Before Christmas. The Night Before Christmas. Thank you for...
Thanks, guys. Lots of fun.
For participating.
Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys are in trouble out here. And you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not bow, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Here we are with Mr. Racky, who's going to regale us with Christmas times past in a wonderful reading of a slightly abridged 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Mr. Racky, please.
The Night Before Christmas. By Clement Clark Moore, or Henry Livingston, or Tim Racky.
Or Tim Racky.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, or the school, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, or a roadrunner.
Or a roadrunner.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, or the spine.
Uh-huh.
Could be hung by the spine.
That would be, that's probably where he'd put them.
And host at St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds or lockers.
Well, hopefully we haven't put them in the lockers.
Okay. While visions of sugar plums danced in their heads with good grades.
Mm-hmm. Synonymous.
And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap and sleeveless shirt.
And whistle.
Had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what's the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash. I bust through the window.
Or like Nolan Dean.
Yeah, like Nolan Dean. through the line.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. See, I would do that. I would tear off the shutters.
Would. Yeah, you would. Now, this is where we've abridged it a bit.
And filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
You did good. You did good. Are you gonna get the Racky family around the table and have them listen to your reading?
Of course.
Good.
That's what we do.
Good.
That's what we do.
Well, on behalf of all of us here at the Academy, we even have an administrator in the room, so I guess I can say that. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening.
No, Merry Christmas to all. And Santa Claus is coming to town.
He will be here. Well, this comes out on the 23rd, so he'll be here tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.